And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeah.
It's hard to just sit there and be quiet and do nothing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you make the you give me the look and the nod and know where it's going, and then I want to just sit there and do nothing, and then I see your face. And it's like, okay, yeah, who's going to laugh first?
Yeah, usually me.
Yeah, not this time.
Well, yeah, but I think you were more prepared for it.
For laughing?
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
Yeah, I could tell just by looking at you, you were like primed for that.
I was. Because I thought it was funny. Yeah. Either that or I ripped my pants. So this is Vinyl Rhetoric. I'm King Cow. This is Robert Q. Bloch.
Hello.
Hello.
It's nice to have you here today.
Yeah, you can reach us. I just want to get this out of the way. @Vinyl_Rhetoric. Vinyl Rhetoric on Facebook, vinylrhetoric@gmail.com. Find us on Podbean and other podcasters.
Should we get somebody to start doing that for us?
We should just record it and just play it.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you say? Insert it?
Yes, insert.
Okay. You know, you always take these things in a bad, dirty direction.
You know, you can insert a letter into an envelope.
Okay, you can call it whatever you want. You could have your euphemisms and your code words.
It's kind of hard, though, these days.
I need a safe space.
It's like a cheese wheel.
Have you ever inserted it into a cheese wheel?
Twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was the wheel moving or stationary?
One moving.
One stationary?
Yeah, but I chose the right cheese to use to move it.
Swiss?
No, it was like Gouda.
So it called Gouda?
Yeah, it's a very
My daughter, we had a party the other day.
Right.
And there was Gouda, and I had a piece of it. I'm like, oh, that tastes Gouda. And they said, oh, that's a dad joke.
That is one of those, that is a dad joke.
Wow.
It's definitely a dad joke. Which is actually really good, I think. Because dads need to have jokes. I mean, sometimes I call my kids those jokes, but, you know, what can I say?
So, the other day, I'm at this place, and this guy comes up to me, and he's hammered.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Hammered. Absolutely hammered. And he starts talking to me, and he goes, he was hammered, but
he was tweeting.
So it went like this. Viagra? It comes in a white bottle.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him. I don't know what that means. And I'm sitting there. He goes, you know when it.
Wow, that's nuts.
And grr. And then he started growling. Grr. Oh. And I was like, it's like when it's like Viagra, but it's not. So my mind, I'm Cialis, or I'm trying to think of other types of male enhanced erector sets.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of some names, and I'm like, so I think of Cialis, but I don't think I said it. And then I get this. What was I saying again? Viagra. You were talking about Viagra. No. I know, but okay. And then he said something. I don't know what it was, but it triggered me. And I said, triggered in a bad way. But I figured out what he was saying. He said something like,
I took some Viagra.
Then he had a boner for me. Yes, that's what it was. No, he said something to the effect of, And I know he didn't say this because this was too esoteric of a thought for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he didn't.
Wow.
This is what he was trying to say. So, you know, okay, this is how I would say what he was trying to say. You know, in Viagra, the patent runs out and then anybody can just make it?
Right.
That's. I don't know what he said, but I thought that's what he meant, and I figured out what he was trying to say. I'm like, generic.
Oh, okay.
And he's all, yeah, generic Viagra. That's it.
The little orange pill.
I don't know. It's generic Viagra orange?
I don't know.
I got what the white bottle means. Generic.
Oh, I see. I see. And
yes. So I kind of put all these little clues together. So then I'm sitting there, and he's trying to tell me. And then I what was I saying again?
I wet myself.
Viagra. Oh yeah. I went to the doctor.
Well, you were having fun.
Oh, it was hilarious. I went to the doctor, and he gave me the generic Viagra, and its technical name is Micoxafalin.
Nice.
And honestly, I laughed because I thought that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Because it sounds like that's not such a generic drug. Micoxafalin. Micoxafalin. What are you taking, Micoxafalin? I love it. It's the best drug ever, Micoxafalin. You want some? I have a pocket full of Micoxafalin. So, yeah. Right?
That's a good one.
It was a long trip. I can't say it wasn't. The destination was horrible. So, yeah, it was. What was I saying again? It was awesome. That part, it was. I thought that was funny. I said, yeah, that's pretty funny, dude. Thanks.
Yeah, that's. It's always fun to watch the.
Oh, my gosh.
The inebriated try to
communicate. My gosh, awesome.
You know, well, we saw a guy, I don't know, a couple hours ago while we were at the store. Outside, we were putting the groceries in the car. This guy comes walking through the parking lot. I was all pissed off. He was trying to take his shit. I mean, he doesn't got much. So, you know, they succeeded in taking all his stuff. But he was a parking lot wanderer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just listening to this guy, you know, rawr, just raging on society.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder what's going through their minds.
Yeah, especially when they're yelling at somebody that's not there.
So it's just yelling at, in general, at the populace that can hear them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I get it. But it's like, wow.
I just had a thought after he told me my cocks are failing. I should have asked him if he knew what a cocky was. And then he'd say no. I'd say, you want to see? Anyway.
And he would say something like, I got no clue, man.
Prepare to be a donut.
Yeah.
You will be glazed.
I was going to say you're going to be full. More like an eclair.
Yeah, I had this before. So how goes it?
It goes. Yeah, it goes in a good direction.
What's the word?
Thunderbird.
That's a good word. That's a good car, good alcohol, and a good movie.
Do you know how that holds? He goes, what's the word?
What's the word, bird? No, Thunderbird?
No. What's the price?
What's the price?
30 twice.
60 thou?
60 cents, I think, back when they came up with the rhyme.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a rhyme.
Yeah, it sort of was a, you know, what's the word? Bird, what's the price? 30 twice.
Did you do that when you played hopscotch?
I think so, yeah. Huh. Isn't it that or Foursquare?
I played Foursquare. I did hopscotch too, but
I didn't like hopscotch.
It was too easy. Because even when you threw your little thing into the square, I could miss that square, hop over, and do my 1-2-2-1-2-1-2-1-1-2.
Yeah, because it was there too close together. It's kind of like playing.
Well, for you, you're a tumbler. You were probably. Were making up new. Watch this, kids. Flip, 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 one hand. You were like a break dancer that was just doing hopscotch.
You know, I can never do that.
Break dancing?
Yeah. I think it was like. Before Brad. Maybe all those guys that are breakdancers, they were tumblers in some class.
Yeah, I could do back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then spin on my back, and that was about it. And then just stop like this. With my hand on my head.
You're such the man.
Well, I was not really into it.
I like that pose, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you had long hair for a while.
Yeah.
So did you flip it back like a...
Yeah, I did. And then there was a picture. So while they were filming, off to the side, there was a fan that was blowing my hair like Fabio.
I'm telling you, when he had hair, that mullet was the greatest.
And
you rocked it.
I put a picture up at work and someone came up to me and goes, "You had a mullet?" Yeah. I have hair. I still have hair.
Yeah.
It's
not long now.
Maybe it doesn't grow where I want it to grow all the time. I have a question. I was seriously thinking about this today. How come pubic hair isn't like down to our knees? How come it doesn't keep growing?
It keeps growing. It just curls up.
So it just keeps. So it's going to be like a sponge.
Yeah, you know,
I can agree with that because I guess sometimes I get out of the shower and I dry off and I'm like, where's all this water coming from? And it's all like stored in. But okay, how come your armpit hair doesn't just keep growing down to your, you know, like to your waist? And where you could just braid it.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe tie it around your head or something so your arms can be held up.
And your eyebrows?
No, yeah, that too. And what are eyebrows for? I asked my wife that the other day. What do we have eyebrows for? And some of them are ugly. Okay. Some of them are just painted on.
I still don't understand that whole painted on thing.
But what are they for? What's the purpose of an eyebrow?
Well, when it's raining, it stops the flow of water down from your forehead into your eyes.
That's why I wear a hat.
Well, some people aren't graced with being able to wear a hat.
Okay, that's why I use an umbrella.
If you can't use a hat, it's because you don't have a head. What is that?
Okay, are eyebrows to keep the hat from sliding down over your eyes? What are they? Or are they just to raise like this?
Let's see.
Is it to look smoldering?
What? Oh, wow. Maybe they're actually... Because they're hair and they should be groomed as hair. So I got those guys that...
How about those dudes that have the freaking hawk look? Like, they look like owl's eyes? Has anybody ever told you your eyebrows look like crap?
Yeah.
But I can tell that dude's been married for a long time because his wife's like, "I've tried. You should see his pubes." And ear hair grows too. That stuff just.
And why does it when you're a kid, you get acne and pimples and everything like that, and then as you get out of that phase, then you start getting nose hair, and it's so irritating.
Sometimes have you ever been like sitting there and then what is that? You see something in the corner of your eye. And it's a nose hair that's like sticking up way up. And you're like, what is that? I see something. Every time you look, it's gone.
Well, I got in a fight back in high school, and a guy hit me with a ring right now, basically in the eyebrow.
Oh.
So now I've got a scar that, you know, scars don't grow hair follicles apparently.
Yeah, right.
So after, you know, if I don't pay attention to it, you know, I get up in the morning and it's
parting of the Red Sea.
It's parted, and one of them is like facing up like that.
Yeah.
Hey man.
Hey, how's it going?
I look like some cat from Transylvania.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, so again, I ask you, what are eyebrows for?
Making fun of.
Okay, what's the evolutionary purpose of eyebrows? I mean, they're just there. And then you start analyzing them. Look at people's eyebrows. Just people watching. Don't look at anything else and look at their eyebrows and then imagine what the rest looks like.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. That's
cool. I like that.
I don't know. I go on kicks. So right now I've been fascinated with
eyebrows.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard the question before, but I don't think it intrigues me.
Okay, have you heard this question? You have ever heard the question of the growing pubic hair?
Yes, that I have heard.
And what's your answer to that? Besides it curls up.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just...
Do you remember when we were young? See?
Well, I remember when I was young. I don't remember when you were young.
No, the landing strip hadn't been invented yet. It was a full-on garden patch.
Yeah, it was a garden. Yeah. It was the wheat field.
And did you like to plow that wheat field, sir?
Oh, yes.
It's funny how things change. Now, I'm shaved like a baby.
Yeah. Well, that was always the thing you get, you know, some guys would want, you know, it's like...
I know. Now, okay, that's, I won't tell now you. Do you want the other? Yeah, you know what? Do you have any in full bush? That's what I would like, please, sir.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want you could have manicured, well trimmed, baby, yeah, bald. Okay, yeah, you know, I shave my head. I've been asked to the carpet smash the drapes.
Wow. And have you accomplished that feat yet?
What do you mean accomplished it yet? I'm a multi-time winner of that feat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not so dedicated that it's, you know, I'll let things come back. Oh, you know what? But you got to cut back. You got to cut back that undergrowth, that fresh undergrowth.
Got it.
So, and when the seasons change, I get to, really, I was thinking about that the other day. It's when my face razor. When I go, it's time to change blades. Well, you know what? I'll use it for one last time. And then, however long it lasts.
Like, shave it away, yeah.
Yeah. However long it lasts is however long the razor blade lasts is how long in between. Checkups.
Yeah.
We'll just call it that.
Okay, we'll call it a checkup. All right. I've never done that.
Never?
Never.
Huh.
But I'm not a big hair
guy. I don't know. Neither am I.
No, really.
I was fascinated that, okay, so this is me. One day I just, I wonder what this is like. So I don't have a lot of chest hair. I mean, you could look at me and say I don't have any. But if you looked around each areola.
I like three.
Yeah, well, as I got older, I started growing some right here in my neck.
Yes, yes.
And then a lip around Ariel. Now one day, this is years and years and years ago. I wonder what happened. Just shaved it off. I just started shaving stuff off just to see what it looked like. So I played sports in college.
Yes.
Some people would see that I had shaved legs at times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Did you swim?
I did not swim. No, for soccer. This was for soccer, and it was purposely done for soccer.
To keep the...
my socks up? No.
No. For underneath the shin pads.
I did not wear shin guards.
You didn't?
No, we didn't have to. It was not a rule, and I never wore them.
Gotcha.
Played with my socks right down at my ankles all the time. Oh, yeah. I was a man. So, go on. That was a good guess. Any other guess?
If you had to tape anything up, you didn't.
That is it. So, to tape my ankle, it's a lot better if you're shaved, because then you can apply the tape straight to your foot. Straight,
yeah.
And it's going to be tighter than if you use pre-wrap. So, you could use pre-wrap. But
if you don't put
it on, that would be a little looser. So if I had a,
did you put it on yourself, or did you have a trainer?
No, we had trainers for it. Yeah. But I could tape I could tape ankles. That's the one thing I did tape from college. Oh, yeah, gotcha. Give me the tape. I'll take your ankle. I know it's that ankle lock, ankle lock, boom, boom, stirrup, ankle lock, wrap, boom, doom, done.
Yeah.
But you could get it tighter if you shaved it. So people would see, because it wouldn't be all the way. It would be like shaved from the mid calf down. And they're like, what? Why do you shave your leg? Especially because I wear sandals. I wouldn't wear sandals. So they'd ask me, I just thought it was a good fashion statement. I did this in college, too. I don't know. I don't think I've told you this. I started putting on eyeliner and the
did
stuff
really?
On the eyelid. What's that, rouge? No, not rouge. Whatever the stuff on the eyelid. Eyeliner on the eye and mascara?
Yeah.
Whatever the one on the eyelid. But I'd only put it on one eye, and then I'd be playing in the game, and then I'd just wink at one of the guys on the other team. And then didn't laugh my ass. Because some of the girls, one day, the girls on the team said, hey, can we put eyeliner on you? Sure. So then I actually went and bought some eyeliner pencils and mascara and would put just do one eye and go out and play a game.
One eye.
Hey, dude. Anything to get an advantage or take someone off their game.
Oh, yeah.
And I just personally thought it was freaking hilarious.
Oh, I bet it was. And they had no clue.
Yeah, it made me laugh. That's funny. I did a lot of things just for me. Just made me laugh.
Sure, yeah. You might as well have some fun while you're at it.
Yeah, I did have fun.
Because I don't have. I think women shave the nether region. Because, we tend to wear shorts and stuff, so if we got, overgrowth or whatever, it's really not that. I mean, unless you're European or something, and then you're and you wear Speedo or something.
Maybe got it.
But women, on the other hand, wear the bikini bottoms.
Okay.
And if that's, if it's like the Amazon rainforest down there. They want to clean up.
Yeah.
Put that on.
Well, I told you that.
Have you seen photos of women?
I told you the granola thing my sister told me.
That's right.
Yeah, it was like a good inch on either side. Yeah. Good work there.
Yeah.
You made me think of a joke. What's the last sound a pubic hair makes before it hits the ground? It doesn't do it twice. It only does it once. Oh, could have been two. Could have not come out the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been more than one.
Well done. Yeah, that reminds me of another time. I don't know why we get on these subjects.
I have no clue.
But some girl was maybe doing something to me, and she said she got a pubic hair in her teeth, and then realized it wasn't a pubic hair. I'm very small. Yeah, because I told her I shaved everything off. So that's not a pubic hair, hon. That was the last time we went out.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Then I had a reputation.
There's a survey out there that, if you have a very extensive, follically abundant...
Follically challenged? Oh.
Follically abundant nether region.
Send pictures?
No, I don't.
To vitalrhetoric@gmail.com.
I don't want pictures.
Oh, I do.
No,
wait,
I just want to know.
Okay, you know what? Any listener,
if they shave or do they feel the need to?
Any listener wants to say, okay, I will look at put attention, King Cow.
Yeah, put attention, King Cow, please.
And I will take all pictures.
I don't need the cops here.
What for? What for? Follically challenged or follically unchallenged?
No, sending
pornography.
I don't even know if that'd be bad anymore considering what's going on.
Okay. Snapchat, I'm at... No, you have Snapchat.
Yeah. I can't be reached anywhere.
I can. I'll figure it out. You tell me what... Okay. 3:30 a.m. I'll tell you where I'll be.
Ding.
Why does your phone keep going off? I gave someone my tech, and they're in a different time zone. They're in Germany.
But oh, yeah.
It's someone, they're sending me some stuff for vinyl rhetoric. It's, you know, some requested music stuff.
It's some cat out of Russia.
Yeah, yes.
Well, no.
Yeah, sure. I like the way you put that. A cat out of Russia. I like that. I like the way you think.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm working on the thinking thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would be interesting to know, like, how many women feel the need or the urge to do that.
Well.
And would it be for like cleanliness?
Wait, what'd you just say? Would it beaver? What'd you say? Maybe mumbling.
Would it be for?
Oh, before or after?
No, like. If you felt the need to shave.
Wow. I
before.
Just so you know,
beef is for dinner.
Anybody listening who thinks I'm a dick, go ahead and write that too.
Send pictures.
Wait a minute. I don't want that. Dude, don't put attention King Cow, here's a picture. I like the way you think. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
We're skating on the edge.
Yeah, did you bring any music?
Yeah, I did.
I need a palate cleanser,
okay,
quick.
Okay. Ah. Then we're gonna play something that I've enjoyed for a long time. And you can try to guess, but I don't think you will.
I won't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you won't.
I'm sure it's one of your typical things of not good.
Okay, well, here we go. Yeah.
So my first thought, the first couple of notes, Black Rose. And then it's not Chris Robinson singing, so.
Interesting.
So I knew it wasn't them. Then the next.
You are half close, though. Yeah.
Okay. Counting Crows. I know it's not them either.
No, it's not.
Okay. So anyway, my second thought was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Because there's multiple guitars.
It's
three guitars at least.
Yep.
And it sounded I would almost say, well, like, see, and this is why.
One of the band members here.
Gary Rossington or Collins. One of them. Is it one of them?
No.
Two? Okay.
No.
I was going to say.
But this, one of the, he plays guitar now, mainly, but he started out as a drummer. His name is Ricky Medlock. And
is he in this band?
Kind of started the band.
Oh.
And he also has played with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, it sounded very Lynyrd Skynyrd-like.
Oh, yeah, they're associated acts.
So then I thought, but it goes, that's it's not Lynyrd Skynyrd either.
No, but you were about half right. Can I play one more? Well,
you can do whatever you want.
I don't think you'll actually find it. It's a band called Blackfoot.
Huh, I've heard that name.
So Black Crows was, when you started out with Black, I'm like, no!
I wouldn't have never, Crows, I wouldn't have got it, unless you told me, like, someone who's, if they were wearing shoes, and then they took them off, and they walked through dirty roads, then they would have, this is what they're,
I wonder if that's how that Indian tribe got that name.
Maybe, because they wherever they were, was it black soil or dark soil?
Could have been, yeah.
I've heard that name. I don't know anything about him. Never heard. I mean,
no, they're, you know,
I don't think I've ever heard anything by him.
I think they first formed as a band called Fresh Garbage.
Fresh Garbage?
Yeah, and I think in 69. Because mainly they were much larger in the 70s and 80s. Late 60s, early 70s, and 80s. So it was kind of an interesting group. I mean, I liked the style of music.
Well, it totally sounded like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, I know.
I thought.
Did. Yeah.
Not that it sounded like it, but their style.
Yeah, the sound that came out of them.
Yes.
Was very, very Lynyrd Skynyrd esque.
But, you know, this singer doesn't sound, I don't think, anything like.
Nobody sounded like Ronnie Van Zant.
Not even. Johnny?
Not Johnny. Or
Louie? Frankie?
Billy?
Joey? James? Howard? Robert? Robert Q. Van Zandt?
Nah.
I didn't mean to make you start.
I just kind of.
I'm watching this. This is awesome. I know, and I'll just start saying names because then it's going to make your head blow off.
Yeah, it probably will too.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want you to hear Queen before your head blows up.
Okay, all right.
The rest of Queen.
All of the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
then calm down.
That's why I stopped.
Low profile, man.
Yeah. So I'll give you a pube.
You never know.
Here's a pube. Enjoy. So, yeah, I like that. That was high energy, and I like the different guitars. But when I say it was in the style of Lynyrd Skynyrd, I notice this about Lynyrd Skynyrd when you've played stuff, that they each get to play a little lead segment. You know, it's not the same guy. Only you're always playing lead, you're always playing rhythm, you're always doing both or whatever.
They interchange,
and you could hear there was three different guitar sounds in there, so I like that, and I don't really know what he was saying when he was singing.
Well, the title of the song was Road Fever.
Okay,
so if that helps.
So he was talking about the road and being sick,
I guess.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get that. So, but it sounded cool. I mean, I it's not something that I would say. Yeah, I like that. That's a good sound.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. I, you know, like the establishments that I used to go to for drinking and okay.
I couldn't hear you.
Really?
Oh yeah. I can hear you better now.
Okay, because I can see it on the monitor here that I've been coming through, but I think there was a small,
we've established I have a small one. Can we get off that subject, please? Please.
Okay, we'll get off of it.
Okay,
I'm getting off of it.
No. Why, Robert Q?
Pickett, use your words carefully next time, Mr. Cow.
Did you just call me Pikachu?
No.
Okay, I heard you say Pikachu.
No.
Okay.
So I'm really kind of...
You're going to start crying. You're laughing so hard.
I'm telling you.
Sorry. Don't cry.
Stop!
Don't cry for me.
Don't cry for me, Birdman.
No, what is... No. What is... Argentina? Don't cry for me, Argentina. Is that what it is? The chick...
The Argentinian Madonna handsome?
No, Madonna... Handsome? Madonna. Anthem. Madonna played Perón, Eva Perón.
Oh, Eva Perón.
And I think was it Argentina?
I believe that is correct.
And I think the song is Don't Cry For Me. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm going too esoteric. I could tell right now. I want you for the next show, so let's move on. Yeah, what's the next song?
The next song is I Got a Line on You.
Whoa. You said 70s?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they using a dollar bill?
I don't know.
Oh, that is... I'm listening. I hope I can hear the words on this.
And if honestly, it's a line on you, I want to know where it's being placed at.
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally listening. Unless they're just saying...
The weird part is with flesh, you don't get that choppy sound.
Oh.
I mean, if you push hard enough, I guess you could, but...
Oh, that's not nice. Okay, go.
Okay. Let me take you, baby, down to the riverbed. Well, I got to tell you something that'll go right to your head. I got a line, got a line on you. I got a line, got a line on you. Yeah.
guess it didn't mean what I thought it meant.
No.
Well, I like that song. Lots of clapping.
Yeah. And it was kind of a, what I felt was kind of a feeble attempt at Billy Powell piano playing.
I liked it.
It was okay. It just was very, very withdrawn from the song.
It was a lot subdued.
Yeah.
Very subdued in that song.
Yeah.
But, I was like,
but still there. So these guys had it formed, and then
so was their guitar, their piano player named Pilly Bowell?
I think he was the movement.
Oh,
the Pilly Bowell movement.
You got it.
So yeah, they and the guy that sort of helped form the band. Actually, in 71, he moved to actually playing with Lynyrd Skynyrd. In fact, I've got some video that one of the last. It was all recorded in like two nights, and they played two albums, you know, basically just like the album, Second Helping, and I want to say Nothing Fancy, and Ricky Medlock actually was performing with them in place of, and I think Ed King did too, which was another guy that was part of the group originally, Lynyrd Skynyrd. So, and then Ricky Medlock went to Lynyrd Skynyrd and then left there and went back to Blackfoot. I guess they changed it. There was a band out in the West Coast called Hammer.
Can't touch this.
But I guess all the guys in the band except one dude were Native American.
Oh.
From like the one guy's, let's see, Ricky Medlock's dad was Lakota Sioux, and he was also a Blackfoot Indian. So, but you know, nobody ever thought to check his feet. So.
Did he leave before or after the plane crash?
He left before.
Okay.
Yeah, he left in like 70. I think he went back to Blackfoot in 72 or 3. After leaving Blackfoot to go to Lynyrd Skynyrd in 71. So I don't think he played with
him. Why did he leave? Do you know?
No clue.
Okay.
They didn't really elaborate on that. Yeah, so. But, you know, it's kind of a generic sounding.
It is a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's pedestrian, but it's. I mean, it rocks for me.
Yeah, you know, I like it.
And it's kind of a hard sound to follow, you know, with Lynyrd Skynyrd playing and stuff. Well,
when was this album come out? I know. I asked the tough questions.
I know you asked the tough stuff. I'll try to get this down here for you.
Find it. Find it now. Okay. So.
I think this is their third studio. So what I remember reading. So, okay.
What's the name of the album?
Strikes.
Like
a snake strikes.
Ball one. Ball two, strike one, strike two, three strikes, you're out. Or strikes.
Snake strikes. Okay. That's the album cover.
Got it.
So, you know, we can go with that.
We'll go with that.
Which I'm kind of comfortable with, you know.
As long as you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So I'm good. Would you like to hear the next one?
Sure.
It's called. I still can't figure this one out. Left turn on a red light.
Well, you can go right on a you can go right on a red light.
Yes, you can.
So if you go left on a red light, you're going to get hit.
Well, it depends on what time of the day it is, how much traffic there is.
Okay, whatever, Mr. Analytical Creative Mind.
Yes. I've got the formula for Space brownies.
Okay, great. Yes. You and your sternumous brethren.
Yeah, well, we're cool. We're like the cool kids.
Keep telling yourself that.
We're the cool kids in the galaxy.
Nice.
My silver lining ride is right on time. And as I buy myself a one-way ticket for somewhere else on down the line, as I see the lonely faces of the people that will never come home. And when I stay
very successful.
Not terribly. Hmm. Not terribly. They
I've
did
heard
have
the name, Blackfoot.
Yeah, they had a, well, there's a song that they do that you probably would really like because it's a lot of harmonica and it's a train sound. It's their probably biggest hit was a song called Train Train, written by apparently Ricky Medlock's
Training
dad.
Train?
Train Train.
Oh, Train Train.
Yeah.
At least a Training Train.
And it's kind of one of those things. It's like there's a prelude, so it's like, you know, the harmonica's blowing out the, you know, I can't make that sound.
Right, but the
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could play it right now, but.
You could do anything you wanted.
Yeah. But I've chosen not to do that side, so.
I didn't know it was on this album.
Yes.
Because I don't know the song.
It's on this album, but it was fairly successful.
I'm just curious because I know I've heard the name. I don't know how I know I've heard it or, well, you know, where I heard it.
The song?
No, Blackfoot.
The Blackfoot, okay.
But I've heard the name. Maybe they've come and played and some say Blackfoot's playing, maybe. I just know, I know I've heard of them.
Got it, okay.
But I,
yeah,
if you would have asked me, I wouldn't have said what they, I'd probably figure they were rock.
Well, they're basically Southern rock.
No, they are rock. Yeah. No, I know, but that's what I would have, I would have just guessed that.
Right.
Like, yeah, would have been. Without knowing anything.
Right. Okay.
Else.
It makes a lot of sense.
They sound all right. I mean, I
like the sound.
It's pretty mellow. It does remind me of the way Lynyrd Skynyrd's songs are structured.
Yeah.
That's, they're doing the same thing, or it could even be like Molly Hatchet.
Yeah.
You know, so, hearing this, I could see why you like it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's definitely in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's the same. So. It's the same genre.
Same associated type acts, and it's just got a sound I enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't think I was, you know. Because, you know, it was back then, you know, you know, even if you had, like, several bands, you know, say Black Oak, Arkansas, you had the Outlaws, you had Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ghost Riders.
Yeah, the Ghost Riders.
Ghost Riders in the Sky?
No.
Oh.
You know, and acts like, you know, the Allman Brothers and stuff like that. Well, you couldn't go to a radio station just to get, you know, say that genre of music.
Right. I bet you could. Not here, but I bet.
Okay,
down south.
Yeah, like Gainesville.
Where they're at, yeah.
Gainesville,
that I could see
Florida,
them having stations that played only Southern rock.
Yeah, I could see that.
Major,
yeah.
Majority.
But, you know, West Coast, or I think generally anywhere else other than maybe in that local community or local region. So, you know, only the top headlining acts of that genre would be the. The ones played on the regular rock station. So, you know, like out here with what San Jose, what was it, station on there? Come
Spot.
Yeah, KOME with Dr. Demento. You remember him?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so then you might hear some Lynyrd Skynyrd, or you'd hear some Doobie Brothers, or you'd hear some Allman Brothers, stuff like that. But rarely would you hear some of the other acts like the Outlaws or...
Ghost Riders.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
I'll keep saying it. Eventually you'll...
Cool it, Shorty.
Eventually you'll fall under my spell.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't mind falling.
Ghost Riders.
Ghost Riders.
You are feeling happy.
That's depressing. Try it again.
No, it's okay. I'll wait.
Good luck.
I'll hold it.
Really?
If you want me to.
Sure. Okay, not that tight.
I wasn't holding it that tight.
It was for my tenderness.
Oh, show a little tenderness.
Yeah.
So.
I'm so tender. Sicko. Yeah, yeah, see the look on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't touch that hard next time.
I won't touch it this time.
You ready for the next to last song?
Sure.
Okay. It's called Pay My Dues.
Pay My Dues?
Yes, sir.
That sounded a little different.
A little bit. I don't think too much different, but
no,
it was a more poppy sound, I think.
Yeah,
you know, kind of a. Well, there was a period in there during, you know, the course of their
career.
Career, yeah. Thank you. Drawing a blank. But
I thought you were trying to think of some different word.
Yeah, I was, but I couldn't. Match it up.
And I just watched those. I could see spinning levers behind your. Spinning gears behind your eyeballs.
Yeah, it looked like the Spacey cog. Spooling up. So, yeah, there was a brief time when they, in the 80s, when they said that basically the Southern rock genre kind of
died out.
They said, it became passe.
Yeah.
So died out. So they tried to change their
really
yeah kind of trying to change their sound a little bit with utilizing keyboards and whatnot, and apparently that went over like a lead balloon.
Got it.
So yeah, I mean, this might have been an early sound of, you know, maybe an early trying of something a little lighter.
Yeah,
that's the best I can guess.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if you read it, but by the time. You know, it wasn't too much earlier than when it became, things became passe in that genre. So I could see them at this point maybe trying to make some changes to the sound.
Because, like, 38 Special?
Yeah.
Which?
That's Johnny Van Zant. That's the other brother.
Johnny?
Ronnie, Johnny, and Donnie.
No Lonnie?
No.
No Yanni?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Because, I like 38 Special.
Yeah,
Wild-Eyed Southern Boys.
Yeah.
It's a good album. Anyway, but they kind of Southern rock, but they had it. It was a little more up-tempo.
Edgy, I thought.
I just thought it was cool. You give it great terms. I just say cool. Everything to me is cool. It's cool,
man.
Do you think...
Except my oven.
Yeah, and my pants. Do you think that...
Wow. And you thought I was going to jump into that level.
It's kind of humid. It's humid.
A lot of fungus growing there. Something,
yeah, it's dark.
Fungus among us.
Yeah, dark, in the dark, and they just grow. They live in shit.
And they all sit around going...
Yeah. Do you think that perhaps that genre kind of faded away for a bit because of the passing of Lynyrd Skynyrd? You don't have a torchbearer that...
Right, yeah.
That's popular, putting out a lot of good tunes.
Yeah, carrying the flag.
And then,
I think that's a very good rendition of what probably happened. Hmm. You know, I mean, I'd like to think that...
A thought,
I'd have to agree with you, that being about right.
One thought per show, that's all we ask.
Yeah.
And that's all I give.
Have I given mine yet?
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. You've given
okay.
several.
Okay.
I was talking about me, just one thought. All you want is one good thought from me. And then that makes the listeners...
And at some point, even if he doesn't get one, the king has to at least be given the accolades of having one.
Pretend like I did.
Because nobody wants to be beheaded because they said you didn't come up with anything good.
Exactly. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
Kiss the ring. Thank you. You know, this is okay.
Your Eminence, thank you.
You're welcome, Robert Q. Now tumble for me. Whoa. I didn't say fall over. Nice. He's doing the worm. Wow. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
You've earned your key for the next week.
All right.
Anyway.
I could never master the backflip.
This sound is all right. I would honestly have to say that hearing... that I think I would grow tired of it rather quickly.
Got it.
It would be the same thing.
Well,
at least this album, or at least this side.
I can say that, like, for me, it would be like, yeah, it's because it's, for me, it's more generic.
But if you like that sound,
yeah, if I can you're listen into to that it,
sound,
yeah.
I could see. Yeah. Why you like
sure.
it
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
and having it not have the same effect. Well, me, I like it, but I could take it or leave it. It's not.
Yeah, if it's on, it's on. If it's yeah. not on, it's not on. It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's not like, oh, I'm searching it out. I want to hear more of it.
Right, right.
Where you enjoy it. And yeah, maybe the first song here in the guitars was cool. And the second song was all right. And that's, I'm lukewarm.
There's no stimulation in listening to it.
It doesn't turn me off like some of your classics, and it doesn't turn me on. Like,
and then the next song is really probably my favorite on the album.
I guess that I'm going to have the same
thing. We'll see.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. It's called Baby Blue.
Baby Blue?
Yes.
Well, the first time that I saw
I just like the guitar, like it, the way the song's structured. So, and it's, you know, I think the lyrics are.
Like I said, I'm not hot or cold.
Right, there you go. You're lukewarm.
Yeah.
So you're that half cooked frog at this moment.
And I'm going to stay half cooked.
Yeah. It didn't stimulate you enough to jump out of the pan yet, but calm enough to where you could make the decision to get out and not die.
If you looked at me, I would be laying on my back with my two little flippers behind my head, resting.
Yeah.
Maybe spitting water up in the air.
Yeah.
Watching it.
Catching a fly.
Yeah. Yeah, if I felt like it, yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
And then playing with the fly, just holding it underwater, making it kind of drown, then letting it up.
So basically you'd be waterboarding a fly.
Pretty much, yes, I would be doing that.
Wow.
And then I might even pull its wings off, so you could be in here with me. And then you try and climb out, stick that tug out and put them back.
Or slam the water and make a big wave.
Oh, yeah.
Try to navigate that, you know, to him would be a 90-foot swell.
Yeah. So, this is all right.
So what would you rate it?
Like I said, C.
Okay.
Straight C. Not great. It's average. To me, this is the exact.
This is above average for me, so I gotta give it a B.
And trust me, I played plenty of things where you're like, I didn't really care for it. And I happen to really like it, so.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
that's what the show's for, right?
The classic for me is you saying that Y&T is love songs.
I'm never going to live that down.
Dude, you couldn't.
I'm never going
to
live that down.
You chose to ignore the guitar.
I'm never going to live that down.
I mean, so I listened to these lyrics. This was all love songs. So you like country western love songs.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're called. Southern rock love songs.
Oh, I can't wait till I get to my punk phase.
Oh, I'm giving you the line. Let me put the line on you. I have a line on you. Anyway,
yeah.
C. Gotcha. I give it a straight C.
Well, I appreciate
not
that.
Not a C plus, not a C minus.
Straight C, right down the middle.
And it wasn't D, F, B, C, B, A. It's just, C, and you would get an S for satisfactory.
For satisfactory.
Yeah.
You
don't even get an S plus. You don't get an N for incomplete.
And it wasn't close to O.
No, not even close.
Okay.
No, this was very, just average. But I'm not into Southern rock like you are.
Right,
I can say I like Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I don't like him enough to listen to him all the time. I get tired of that. I get tired of that sound.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
That's just me.
I wouldn't listen to...
There's some groups I could listen to
I could listen to them all the time, but...
I couldn't. I know I...
You can't do that with Queen either.
Oh, I can with Queen. I could listen to Queen all the time, anytime, and nothing else.
Right.
And not have an issue. There's some things that I can listen to all the time, and it doesn't bother me. Most of that stuff is island type stuff, you know, those
right.
If not those albums, those groups,
right?
Because I like that sound, but
right, right.
This sound, I don't like it. I don't dislike it.
Right.
It's
very pedestrian to you.
For me, yes.
Yes, and that's absolutely. Everybody's got that. You know?
Yeah, that's.
I'm not gonna turn off Queen, but I'm not gonna like go out and go, oh yeah, I gotta listen to that.
Unless you hear something that you're like, that's good.
Well, I've heard some good stuff.
I know, because I brought it. So
my thing is,
quit trying to kiss up to me. I understand. I'm not going to change my vote.
No, I don't need you to change your vote.
You keep talking. Don't keep talking about it. You know, don't bring Queen up again. This show. I mean, if I hear anything, you'll hear my response. You can talk. You just don't talk about Queen. I guess you're not going to talk. Good. Yeah, that's what I thought of your music, Blackfoot. We could have done the show where neither one of us talked. We just played the whole album, and then we were done. Did you say Queen? Well, because I almost said C-. And so this show has gone full circle where we weren't going to talk at the beginning, and now he's trying not to laugh so hard. His head is about to his melon is it's going to be like Gallagher. You ever see him like crush those watermelons? Your head is about to just open up like a ripe melon and spew brain matter all over this room. I cannot wait. He is trying so hard not to laugh. Okay, breathe. Think of Blackfoot, because that'll really calm you down. It'll really... Yeah, he's thinking of Blackfoot now. Now the show's back to very plain. He's up to one knuckle up his nose. Okay. Let me see what's on the tip of that finger. Nothing. Don't need, you know, that's a waste of a good pick. Anyway. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 5. Is that right in the middle? Yeah. Yeah. He's just shaking his head. Yeah. He's still trying not to laugh. That's the best part. Nah. So, anyway. Yeah. Your discussion of this album is much like my feeling of the album. So, I'm glad we're in agreement again. He gave me a thumbs up. It looked like a thumb. It was small like a thumb, but it could have been something else. Are you wearing pants? Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, I thought you were doing that sound. The elephant sound. You haven't heard that. You haven't done that in a while, have you? No, I knew that. Yeah, I guess you're right. When you're gone, I can do the show by myself. I like that one. You laughed and you made no sound. And you were laughing. It wasn't like you were fake laughing. You were laughing seriously and he made no noise. He is trying so hard not to make noise. So I'm just practicing my skills. So this was Vinyl Rhetoric. You can reach us at vinyl_rhetoric. He's crying. This is awesome. Anyway. Do you have anything else? I did. I'm wondering how this is going to go. Say goodnight, Blob.
Queen.
C-.